Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Mother and Daughter Roundtables here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, talking to mothers and daughters around the world. As we have done in many, many years, we are back 2021. It's amazing, 2021. Think about that. Just think, when 2000 came in, first let me go back a little further, when 1999 came in, Prince had pumped up about 5 or 6 years prior to, about 1999. Everybody was so excited. It's like, oh, 1999. It seemed, when he was talking about it, it seemed like it was so far away. It seemed like it was impossible. What was going to happen? Come to 2000. And then 2000, all of a sudden, that was the end of the world. Running around, putting up food and water, just believing that the end was coming and digging underground tunnels and preparing for the end in 2000. And all of a sudden, 2000 came. In London, it came. Australia, let's just some of those countries, Africa, 2000 came before it came here in the United States, 12 or 13 hours earlier, and the world didn't disappear, it did crash, but yet people were still waiting on 2000 to be the end of the world. I remember running around frantic. Did you put some water away? Did you put some water away? I didn't put a glass of water away. And buying extra food. Why would I do that? Because if Christ was coming, I know where I was going. So now, fast forward from 2000 to now, you're talking about 21 years later. We're still here. Out of all that we've gone through in those 21 years, we're still here. God is still on the throne. Jesus is still sitting at his right hand. The Holy Spirit is still roaming around trying to say, I'm knocking, please let me in. Let me be one with you. But yet in 2000, nation, from loss of lives to the virus, people losing their homes, their cars, their jobs, not having enough food to eat. Having that they never thought they would have in the United States of America. To see hundreds of thousands of cars lined up to get food in the richest country. Richest nation, to have a pandemic that has overtaken even the scientists. We saw the churches shut down. We saw people go home, working from home. children at school, hospitals overflowing. We have a virus. We have the antidote, but it's working. Keep in mind, God is still in control. No matter what it looks like to us, He says, my ways, it's not your ways. And we don't know what His plans are, but nothing is prized. He knew from the beginning of time. He knew we would make choices and that man would create some things that maybe would get out of their control. But whatever it is, I just want to say this morning, Father God, we thank you because we know it's all going to turn out to be for the good. Whether we are here or not, your will be done. And we just want to be a part of your will. And Father God, we just say thank you. Putting your loving arms around every family, each human being on the face of this earth, I ask that you just put your loving arms around them. Let them know that they are not in need of anything. There's no shortage of bananas. The monkeys can't eat enough bananas, and the humans can't eat enough bananas for bananas to go away. There's no short of apples. No short of anything that you create. It's more than enough. The only shortage is in our mind, our subconscious mind. We say to ourselves, panicking. Oh, it's going to run out. I don't have enough money. What's going to go on? Whatever you say, that's what you get. And mothers and daughters, I'm saying to you this morning, stop saying what you don't want. You keep doing it. We all do it. We have to be conscious enough to create a focus. Starting today, say what you want. Because if you say what you plant the seed into faith and hope, and it will grow, it will manifest. That's a promise from God. It will manifest. Now, it manifests as quickly as you water it and as quickly as you can put some sunshine on it. You plant that seed and you water it by saying every day, God, I thank you for it. And you smile every time you thank God for it. That's your sunshine. And it shall grow. It'll grow as fast as you water it and shine upon it. But if you plant the seed, it's like a plant. If you don't water it, don't give it some sunshine, it'll look pretty for days. And then all of a sudden, one day you walk in and that plant has withered, just leaning over the side of the pot. You say, well, what in the world happened to the plant? Well, you didn't give it any love, you didn't talk to it, you didn't give it any sunshine, you didn't smile at it, and you didn't give it any water. So what else was the plant supposed to do? That's the example. If you can take that is my greatest gift of thought for you for sure. If you can take that and use that, I guarantee you, it will manifest. Right now, things are manifesting in my life. A lot of times, it was drying up. I admit, I'd go back and water it, and sometimes I'd see it would dry up, and I'd go back and water. I'd catch it just in time before it died. But I've made up my mind months when God told me to go back and pick up something that He had to do in 2011. And when I realized that even though I laid that thing aside, it would come back across my mind every once in a while. But it was God that did increase in spite of me. I was so dedicated along with the ladies when we sat and I would tell them what God was telling me and we would put it together. I knew it had value. 9 years later. 9 years later, he says, "What? I want you to pick this up." So I've been watering it. I've been smiling upon it. I've been praising God for it. And it is growing. And it is growing. And now it has little bulbs on it. I can see that its flowers going to be blossoming soon. That woke me up. That gave me faith to know, trust God. Don't worry about the timing. Trust God. And it will and shall bloom. I'm not saying everything's going to take 9 years. But you can guarantee it's going to take as long as God wanted to take, because he already got a spot in his plan at a designated time and space. And you have to believe that in order to know it's going to be okay. Let me just get up every day and live every day, one day at a time, and God will do what? He'll put the increase of whatever those dreams, those desires that you have, and stop wavering back and forth. You're either going to believe God or you're not. And you have to make a decision. I'm going to believe God. God's never failed me. When you look back over your life today in 2021, and you see all that you came through, and you think about all the things that you asked God for, come up with one thing that you asked God for that he's not done it. He says no. Tell me when God told you no. God will never tell you no. Only you say no to you. Because even when you ask and you have all the faith there is, and when life comes to challenge you, you gotta stand and say, no, I believe God. It will leave you. It may come back. I don't care if it comes back 1,000 times. You gotta say, no, I believe God. God's word will not fail you. So for 2021, mothers and daughters, I'm saying to you, just pick one thing. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to believe God this one thing. You'll be amazed how many other things will come into place, will fall into place, because all he wants you to do is demonstrate that you trust them. Jesus came. Jesus did what? He delivered the message. That's all he wanted. That was his purpose. He delivered the message and to demonstrate, so that eyes could see the power and the authority that human have within themselves. That God wanted you to know you have that same power. That's why Jesus said, this thing I do, you can do also even greater things. Even because he knew we were coming to technology. He knew I was talking to mothers and daughters around the world. Today, he knew that. So to get on board is to believe God, trust him. You don't have nothing else to do. Come on. You don't have anything else to do better than trust God. He made you. He know all about you. He's the one that's going to heal you. He's the one that will give you the desires of your heart. If you believe him and don't doubt him and don't waver, you shall have what you say. And as everybody knows that know me and hear me, I have the Mark 22, 23, and 24. Those are straight, direct instructions. Ain't no way you miss those. If you can hang on to those and come back to Psalms 23, where Jesus says what? He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Actually, David said it. The Lord is my shepherd, not want. If you could just believe that, you don't have to go into the whole thing. If you could just believe that, 2021 is going to be a blessing to you. Don't get caught up with what's going on in the world. Every day when you get up, say the Our Father prayer. He said, Jesus said, when you pray, say this. You ain't got to go on for hours. You don't have to wail and you don't have to do this. Jesus said, don't be of a lot of words. Repetition. Words. It carry you into begging. Just speak to God. He said, be bold when you come before me. Stand up. Hold your shoulders back. Look in his eyes and say, God, I come before you. He said, present your petition to me. He didn't say whimper. He didn't say roll around on the floor. He said, present your petition to me boldly. And you stand for it and you're pressing for it. And then you move on. Because if you start talking too much, you get into begging. And God don't beg it. Ask. Knock. Simple word. That's it. Never said beg. I know, because I used to be on the floor crying and asking God and acting like a fool. I've done it for years until he just one day tightened me up. He said, you don't impress me with that. I'm not impressed. With you crying. I'm not impressed with that. That don't show me faith. You think the lady that touched the hem of his garment, you think she was crying? She wasn't crying. She said, if I could just get to the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be healed. I know I'm going to be healed. And she crawled her way through. Not even supposed to be in the public. She crawled her way through and got between everybody and touched the hem of that God. She didn't cry to get there. She didn't whimper. She didn't beg. She just said it and believed it. Now that's where your faith comes. She stood and she waited and her time showed up. Jesus came through. You think Jesus didn't know he had said what she said? You think Jesus didn't know she was going to do that? That's why he said, woman, your faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Your faith has made you whole. So in 2021, we're not going to cry. We're not going to whimper. We're going to believe. Because God has already told me I'm ready to move. I just need you to trust me. I just need you to trust me. And that's why I say no one and no thing will get in my path. They told me, tell them happy bye-bye. Because I'm in need of you, Bessie. God can do no work without us. And 2021, we're still in the midst, but we're coming through. God said, be ready. It's going to end. Everything has an end date. Everything expires on a certain day at a certain time. So, yes, the virus will expire. God said, be ready to go. I want you to prepare now, and when you are to run out. So, mothers and daughters out there today, this is the best that I can give. The Holy Spirit is speaking through me to tell you, get your house in order. What is it that God has asked you to do? Focus on that and stop worrying about your business. You just get your business together. You just seek and ask him, what is it that I'm supposed to do? And do your very best at that. That's how you stop believing and trusting God. And he said what? For those who love and believe in I will add all things to you. You will get what you need and more. The desires of your heart, God already knows about it. You don't have a secret. He already knows. But if you keep begging and asking the same thing over and over and over again, he can't move because what? He said, a wavered man, a man who wavered back and forth, get nothing from me, and he cannot lie. So if you're going back, well, Lord, I asked you 2 years ago, Lord, will you do it today? Lord, you said you would. Lord, he's looking at you because you're wavering, and he cannot lie. You're not going to get it. I want you to realize you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it because he can't lie. For my word, go forward. As the way. You think you're going to lose heaven and earth because you whipping and going back and forth, asking the same old thing you've been asking for years? It's not going to happen. So mothers and daughters, I'm telling you today, 2021, let's start with a new attitude, a new consciousness. Let's renew ourselves. Let's make a decision. God is in need of all of us. In order for this world to heal, he has to use mothers and daughters to heal this world. We bring the truth into the earth. We have 9 months. 9 months to make or break a human being before the end of the earth. And God is tired. He's tired of us messing up human beings. You think the churches are closed for no reason? God's tired of people leading his people wrong. He wants you to come out and seek him. He wants you to find him. Ask me. Don't ask your pastor. Don't ask Dr. Bessie. Ask me. Seek me. I'm your God. I have the answer. It's my plan. I created it. Ask me. Read what I left for you to read. And if you don't understand, the Holy Spirit will give you. He has all the answers. There's no excuse, mothers and daughters. No excuse for us to be living the way that we are. Talking about life. Can't meet bills. Can't do this. There's no excuse. God said, I give you everything you need. You came here with all that you need. It's inside of you. And until you get that, that you and I are one, there's no separation between me and God. When your body wants to do one thing, and your tongue wants to say another, you separate from God. That's why Paul says, I kill my daily. I kill my body daily. Because what he's talking about, the desires in the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, I have to say no. We're not doing that. That's not godly. I'm a godly man. I'm not going to do evil. Because he put him out of that. Killing Christians by the thousands. And God arrested him. Had to show him. I need you. That same power that you're using to do this. I want you to take that same power and go save my people. God didn't create women just to have babies and leave them sitting on the sideline. God didn't have women to take 9 months and destroy a human that he came. He put everything in them and they're perfect. Mothers, we don't get the choice to decide who I am. We have to seek God. He'll tell you who she is or your son. He's the one that knows. You don't have a clue. And God's tired in 2021? That's our message. That's our message for the Mother and Daughter Global Movement. God is tired. And mothers and daughters, we're going to have to get in. We're going to have to align ourselves with the Word of God. Is willing to say happy bye-bye. Enough is enough. I'll raise up me a whole new generation that's willing and able to do all things, even a child. You see children today, they're so wise, they're wise, looking around, they know they're watching you. You think God can't get a baby to do something? If he can have the donkey to talk, he can do with his creations whatever he wants. But because he was such a loving God and still is, he gave you choice because he says to himself, I can only imagine. I want to see if you will stick with me, if you will come back to me, if you will love me, if you will sit by I am, if you will understand that I'm God and I'm God of all things, and that you're willing to kill those evil thoughts that come. We beat Satan up and we talk about Satan, but you know, Satan ain't nothing but an evil thought. That's all he is. He's a thought that presents itself, and he's just hoping that you'll say yes. He's just hoping that you will agree with him. He's just hoping that you will just say, oh, wow. You do agree. Now you got to live through that experience. You don't have him power. You can't live. Just like God breathed the breath of life in us, we breathe the breath of life in things, in thoughts, and then we'll water those things. We will give it all kinds of food, just every day talking about something negative, and you're just growing and growing and growing and growing and growing an evil feel, and you wonder why you're going through what you're going through. You grew the pastor. You go and harvest, because you only have evil to harvest because you created that. God didn't create that for you. That was your creation. You did it. God was with you until you decide that you want to start lying and cheating as a child. God can't stay. He said, I have to step aside. I have to step aside in the body of evil. But then where will a little child learn to stray from the love of God? Because they see their mother. They see their father and they hear things. And they do things because their mother did it. And then years later, the mother want to kill you because she raised the monster that she has. But other children. And mothers and daughters, I'm telling you, God is holding you responsible. This is a different year. Whether you believe me or not, that's up to you. But I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit is saying it's a new day, it's a new day, it's a new day. A new day. 2021. God is expecting mothers to come up. I chose you. I chose you to be a mother, and they are proud of you. You can have a son, they are a product of you. You can have a daughter, they are a product of you. You had 9 months. And God is getting ready to have you answer for it. Or when I say you, I mean me too. I'm not preaching to you. He's preaching to me. You're just listening to what he's telling me right now. Hallelujah, for God. Thank you. You're telling me. We got to do better. I wrote a book
Actually, God wrote the book through me. Good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters. And I'll never forget when he said to me, you tell them that I'm in need of them. And that to me was, I was like, you in need of mothers and daughters? I mean, really? God said, yes. I have power, but I can't use my power without a body. That's why I created the body, so that I can do the work into the world. I'm in need. I'm in need of someone can use that can conceive a child and will allow me to nurture that child for 9 months and will allow me to bring that child up in a way that I can use that child as a demonstration to do good upon the earth. I'm the woman that will say to me, be it unto me. Be it unto me. Is there such a woman? He found one. And she mothered Jesus. Is there such a mother? We can raise a Mary. Can you imagine? We start with Mary most times. But Mary had a mother. Think about it. Mary had a mother. And so God had to work through that woman in order to raise not through that 9 months, using that woman to carry Mary. So that she had to be attentive to God for 9 months and do what God asked her to do in order to have a child that could reproduce another human being called Jesus. And that child was born. Many people don't know Mary was a teenager. God got her wet in the prime because he knew she probably went too long. Life would hit her. So he got her red at the prime because she was still ready from the conception to 13 or 14 years old when she got pregnant with Jesus. And all of a sudden, she was ready. He had a vessel that he could use. Is there a mother or daughter out there that God can come to right now? I would like to send another holy man, a woman through you. Can I just find one? God, tell them I'm in need of them. Tell them I'm in need of them. He said, when mothers and daughters come together, the earth will make a shift. Well, I'm telling you, 2021 is shift time. The Holy Spirit speaking, I am just standing here with my eyes closed, and I'm just in awe of what the Holy Spirit is saying. It's time. He's saying it's time. And I know what that means. He told us when we did a plan and before we even started the Mother and Daughter Bible College, we had a whole week of planning, Sarah, Dr. Jean, and myself. And God spoke to us at the table. He said, it's time. I started it in some things that I was doing, but it isn't until now. That was 2015. This is 2021. 6 years. Time go by. He just spoke. It's time. Now, thank you, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Father, just thank you this morning. We thank you for trusting us and loving us enough to give us a second chance, a third chance. Well, you know, and I know you're just saying, you know, how many times do I have to give you a chance? Don't let the clock run out thinking that you're going to get another chance. I don't know who God's talking to. I know he's talking to me. You don't know if the day is the day. You don't know if the next second is the second. Can't go out and do what you think you want to do because God is watching you. God is saying to me right now, I'm watching them. Tell them I'm watching them. Stop pretending to be a holy woman when I'm watching you. God's tired of hypocrites. He's tired. I see you. I'm telling you, that's what keeps me in line. Because I know God is looking at me. What can I do and say that a holy woman, I get up on Saturday mornings and I'm out here teaching and preaching and talking to mothers and daughters 24 hours a day as they call. And God tells me what to tell someone else. How can he use me? If I'm sneaking, having sex and lying and cheating and being evil to people. You're playing with yourself. Because you're not playing with God. He's not even in that mess. He's not in it. Go out and do what you do and come running back in on your knees and then calling on God. One of these times you're going to want to call him and he's not going to hear you. He's not going to answer you. Just ask Abraham. For 12 years he didn't answer him. He didn't tell him to go and have a baby. You're going to let somebody talk you into something. And then think you can come rolling back up to God. Get thee away from me. I don't know you. That ain't always waiting on you when you get to heaven before him. He's telling you that right now. Get thee away from me. I don't know you. We can't be hypocrites in 2021. Right now, whatever it is, we got to decide. We got to treat people like we want to be treated. We got to stop talking to people like they're nothing. I had to learn that. Shut out. Stop arguing. I can't use you, Bessie. Well, I'm not willing to give up on what this asked me to do. And I submit it. And that's why I say nothing and no one is going to interfere with what God is asking me to do. I'm a single woman. I live in a house by myself. I don't have company coming in and out. I never was one of those people that visit all that anyway. So it's not hard for me because I made up my mind. God, I want to see and receive what you have planned for me. I don't want to leave this earth and come to heaven and not know that I have helped you with the assignment you gave to me. We always want God to do something for us. But what are you doing for God? What are you willing to give up for God? Gimme, 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 gimme. And then when you get something, you're all happy and running around like, you know, you got the world on a string. But the minute when things ain't going right, you done all in front of God. Got to be happy when it's good and happy when you think it's bad, because it's always good if you're with God. And God is saying, morning, mothers and daughters, let me tell you, hallelujah, Father God, he's saying right now, 2021, change has got to come, got to come. You decide. You decide. Thank you, Father God. this morning and I said, Holy Spirit, I release myself to you. I never prepare for Saturday morning. I just always allow myself to be whoever and whatever he wants me to be. Let him say what he wants to say to me, through me, to me, through me, to you. Had no earthly idea the message that was just delivered. It's a message that every mother and daughter should hear. Don't worry about what you look like. All those things will be added to you. Can you be a real woman of God? Can you seek him out to find out what does that look like to you? I know we have Proverbs 31 and we use that a lot, but you know what? That was her life. And God just showed you this particular woman. You're not going to be her. You're not going to live her life. That was an example, just like Jesus showed us examples of things that we can do and say. But you have to go to God and say, God, God, what is it? How do I become the best woman of God that I can be? I'm seeking you to tell me, show me the truth. If you ask God to show you the truth, you better get ready. Because once you know the truth, you cannot go back. That's what most people are afraid of. They don't want to know the truth. But with that freedom comes a cost. You can't just do anything you want to do. Because now you know better. And when you know better, you better be doing better. Trust me. Because you need to check on out. You ready to go straight to the pits of hell. God is not going to let you mock him. He's not going to let you just, you know, act like you don't know. And God know that you know. He's already told you. He's already sent someone to confirm that you know. That you know that you know. Take that any way you want to. But you know what I'm talking about. You can pretend you don't, but in heart and soul, what I just said, you know. And when God, you know, you might as well put a limestone on your neck and drop right in the middle of the ocean. You can't keep playing with God. You can't keep playing with God. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I just know he's saying these words through me. People are going to come and go out of this ministry this year. But God's not going to have you in this ministry playing. He's not. He'll remove me. He already told me that. Nobody has a position. No, anything that God has created that he won't remove you from. This year is a year we really got to get ourselves in order. You better put the blood on your door, on your key, on the bottom of your feet, on the top of your head, in your hands, and make a cross in front of your body. I don't know what this means. God said, it's time. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine.
Good job.
Can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
You're a little low.
Can you hear me better?
Go ahead.
Well, just to let the audience know that you are coming out of Mark 4. He said that when the cares of this world enter into your heart and mind, they'll choke the word and cause it to become unfruitful. What can you do to stop this chain reaction of weariness? Because It is when we are weary that we start to waver and we start to faint and we start to doubt. All of these things are a struggle of people of which you choose to believe. There's going to be time where we are tempted to be weary, but God tells us not to be weary. He tells us to look up, get our eyes back on Jesus, and keep the focus, because when we allow ourselves to be weary with the things of this world, we will lose hope. So we must keep our heads up, keep considering Jesus, who's the author of our faith, instead of the cares of this world. He said, be moved by the thoughts of God and not the things of this world. He said, don't be afraid, because he is the source of everything. And when we are doing everything and anything other than what he has purposed in our hearts, then we are out of line. We are watering, if you will, those things that God never intended for you to be concerned about. And so when we take our hearts and minds off of Christ, then that's when we are headed for trouble. I'm just trying to make sure I'm giving you the right scripture. He said in Isaiah 40, verse, he was talking to Jacob about complaining. He says, why do you say, Israel, my ways is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? He said, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary. And though we grow tired and weary, God will not grow tired and weary. And he said, his understanding no one can fathom. He gives us strength. He gives strength to the weary. If we just put our eyes back on him, he will give us the strength to keep moving forward instead of wavering. But you have to be willing to put the time in. We have to be willing to seek the word of God. And it is in the word of God that we can look up and know that he's in control despite what God allows that goes on around us. God and Jesus is up. The enemy is down. So if we constantly looking around us and looking down and not keeping our eyes on the word of God and who God is and who Jesus is and all that they have done, then we are watering the wrong things, and we have to quickly repent and put our eyes, because God tells us that we will, if you don't grow weary and faint, then what you have been watering, what you have been praying for will, he said, though it tarries, it will come to pass. And so we are tempted by the enemy to worry and be concerned about these things of the world. But God said, keep your eyes on me. That's in Mark 4. And if, when we learn to do that, when we learn to repent quickly, turn back, that's when we're going to see the fruits of our labor. That's when we're going to not be weary in a land where there's always trouble, because God tells us there will always be trials and tribulations. Despite all these things, if we learn to keep our eyes on Christ, from which our faith comes, then we are going to be watering the right things. And that's the promises of God for his people. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Cynthia. Deborah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen to that word. I'm just sitting here, just in awe how God is so awesome. And, you know, all I can say is that, you know, in the spirit realm, you know, God want us to be spiritual people, and then there's the flesh that's warring against what God wants, and it's a battle, and it's, you gotta seek God. You gotta seek God for His strength, because we can't overpower that man, that thing is flesh, that thing is what we like, what we lust, what we crave, what we want. You know, that's those things people don't understand, that those are things that's contrary to the Spirit. And so every day it's a battle. Every day I just get up and I say, Lord, help me be who you called me to be. You know, there's going to be things that's going to come up that's going to try to persuade me to go left, things that's contrary to what you would have me to be. So I just say, Lord, help me as you promised so I may live, because my hope is in you. I want to live for you. I want to be what you call me to be, not what the world say I should be. The world wants me to be everything but what you want me to be. And so I say, God, if you give me what I need every day, He say, I'll give you a daily bread. You know, I'll give you what you need. And, Lord, deliver me from temptation. Don't lead me into the path of unrighteousness. And I need you, God. It's just, you know, like you say, seek God. Seek His kingdom. Matthew 6:33 say, seek his kingdom and all his righteousness, and the rest shall be added unto you. So what he's saying is, the things that you need, I got you. You seek me first, and you do what I ask you to do. That is right, and I got you. I got you. You don't got to worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to dwell. He said, I got you. You seek me first, and the rest shall be added. And so that's my thing every day. When the flesh say, hey, I don't want to read, I don't want to pray, the flesh want to sit there and just do nothing productive. And so we got to stay on top of the flesh. You will pray. You will sit there. You will be nice. You will forgive in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me a power to carry it out. Because my flesh is always trying to just do what God say don't do. And Apostle Paul puts it real clearly. He said, there's a war going on inside. When I don't want to do right, evil is present. When I find myself doing this, I should be doing that. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? The enemy is in me. And so my prayer is, Lord, see in me, and if there's any wickedness, remove it so I can do what you call me to do, so I can move forward. Because Satan is supposed to come and discourage us and bring division and bring us and bring this. That's what he do. He wants us to be off track. So it's a constant renewing. It's a constant decision. Every step, you got a decision. You're going to be nice in the grocery store when they're holding up the line. Is you going to be nice? What would Jesus do? Remember, we used to wear the braces, WWJD. What would Jesus do? You know, like you say, you can't live any kind of way. God see it. Because I know people be nice on the job, but at home, they look like they got hell on. Or they be nice at home and go to work, they got hell on. You know, it's like, who shall deliver me? And so every little step of the way, you got to be saying, you know, even a thought that I had, and I carried the thought too many days, and I just cried out to God before I got home. I said, Lord, not another minute, not another second. You know, not another minute, you know, and let me get this thing off of me, not another minute. And God said, you should have let it go when it happened, but I carried it 2 days, maybe even three, you know, saying, you know, I didn't offend, I didn't violate, I didn't, but you carried it, you let it go too long. Don't give the enemy no room to come in and operate. Don't give them that little foot get in the door, how somebody come to your house and you try to close the door and they stick the foot in. That's how the enemy is. He stick the foot in, he got the foot in, he can pry the door open. So I just say, Lord, help me, because I really want to serve you, God. I want to be the same. I want to be what you call me to be across the board, not when I go certain places, put on certain faces. And it happens. And so it's just a constant. You got to be constantly telling God, I need you, Lord. I need you. Help me, because I'm about to say some things that's not quite right. Deliver me from the thought. People think it's just indeed that they sin, that they violate. It's in thought. Plead the blood on my mind, on my thought, Lord. Complete, clean this computer out. There's a virus in my head. There's a bug. There's something in my mind that's not right. Clean this thing out. And there's nothing wrong with going to God saying, Lord, purge me, cleanse me, because I want to be what you call me to do. Just help me every day. Give me strength, because I can't do it without you, Lord. I need you. I can't be nice for everybody, because some people get on my nerves. But I need you to be nice through me, Lord. Just totally surrendering to God. And it's a constant process. It's like you got to keep bathing to stay clean. You got to keep eating to live. You got to keep drinking water to stay hydrated. It's a continuation. You just don't pray one day and then tomorrow, whoosha, you got to constantly, constantly. God is saying renew, renew, renew. Rejuvenate me, Lord. Cleanse me. Today is a new day. Like you said, it's a new year. And I just thank you for that word, because I'm telling you, all we had to do was say amen and pass that offering on around. You know what I mean? That's all we had to do when you open up the mic. Amen, amen, amen. But, I, like you say, the word will find you where you're at. Whoever it's for, it found me where I'm at. I'm saying, Lord, I want to continue this process that I started. Because 9 months of this in the house, it's been a good opportunity for me to really evaluate what part I play. And how can I be better in this world? Everybody individually going to have to do something. It's just not a group thing. It's like individually, Lord, help me be a better person. Help me preach the gospel and live the word that I preach. Help me minister and have a heart for the people. Help me be able to show the light of God. I ain't got to say nothing, but you see the word in me. Help me minister. Just help me be who you call me to be. Help me do that purpose. That's my job. And to help me be a purpose, you allowed me to stay here for. You didn't, you could have cut me out last year, but you allowed me to live for a reason. So help me follow that purpose. And anytime I feel my flesh pulling, help me, Lord, deliver me from me. That
Amen.
Who shall deliver me from this body of death? When I want to do right, evil is present. Lord, help me do right. That's why we need God, because you can't do it by yourself. Lord, help me be a better person. Help me be nice. Help me forgive. And keep it going. I just thank you for the word. I just thank you. I just thank you. Praise the Lord. I just thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, my topic this morning was mothers and daughters seek. Never get to say that, but Holy Spirit delivered it. I thank God for using me. I'm going back and listen to it again myself, because the Holy Spirit is telling me this is a message I want you to share. So this is going to be our message that goes on our website and whatever. I'm going to crop it out and put it wherever I put it, wherever God tells me to put it. This is our message for mothers and daughters for 2021. And like I say, he spoke to me. I went through the experience, but I'm going to go back and listen to it for myself. I thank you, ladies, for being a part of the journey with me. We're on this journey together. It is not an easy journey. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a lot of good. We're going to have a lot of challenges, but we know we already got the victory over challenges, so I don't even give that any thought, because, you know, anything can form, but it cannot live and breathe until we give it energy. And if we don't focus on the negative, then it can't live, and that's what I want to work on for me. It's just the negatives come up, not focus on it, and the things that you try to creep back up in your mind, cast it down. That's why you say cast it down. You cast it down, it bounces to the ground. Every time you say I cast that down, it goes away from you. That's the work. People don't understand. He said a man without work. They think that's a job, not there working for somebody, getting some money. It don't have anything to do with that. The work is being able to bat those negative thoughts down. Every time they come, you got to have a baseball bat and hit it right on out the park. That's work. That'll keep your arms, your mind, your body, everything in shape, because those balls are going to come. Now, you're going to let it hit you. You're going to defend yourself with a baseball bat, and that baseball bat is made up of the word of God. I thank you, ladies. Thank you for, like I said, being a part of this journey. And now we are in 2021. God us, we pray this morning for every family, everyone that's sick with COVID this morning, everyone that may have gone out, not they've done something they weren't supposed to do. We ask God to forgive them, Father. We ask you to heal the people and heal the land and bless us all in Jesus' name. Ladies, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, audience.
All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.